Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The Rio Del Police Department arrested 47-year-old Bradley Deitch of Rio Del for making threats to use weapons of mass destruction against various locations and government facilities. In last night's report, Rio Del authorities say they made the arrest on Tuesday of this week after Deitch allegedly made these threats via the 911 system starting in November 2012 using a cell phone, making it difficult to determine his exact location. But over time, Rio Del Police Department requested mutual aid from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Explosives Ordnance Disposal Unit because of the nature of the threats that had been made. EOD techs rendered the motorhome safe, removing two suspicious items from the motorhome and destroying them. The items were later determined to be used for manufacturing drugs. Several nearby motorhomes and trailers were evacuated temporarily for the safety of residents. Because of the nature of the threats made, federal law enforcement were also made aware of the investigation and kept apprised. California Highway Patrol officers have named the involved driver who ran into the Myrtle Avenue Pet Center yesterday afternoon as Jack Ludwig, a 48-year-old. Officials are reporting that Ludwig was driving southbound on Myrtle Avenue when he apparently lost consciousness while traveling through an intersection and veered toward the building. As he lost consciousness, officials say that he accelerated into the building. Officials do not believe alcohol or drugs were involved, but the case remains under investigation. National Weather Service advises there is an increased risk of sneaker waves and strong coastal currents this afternoon through tonight, as long-period waves from a distant storm reach the coast. Beachgoers are reminded to stay back from the surf and never turn their back on the ocean. Reporter Dan Squire discusses how the state government is working to bring health care to rural parts of our region. Here's Dan with more.
Several years ago, then-Governor Schwarzenegger unveiled his plans to build a comprehensive telehealth system in the state with the specific goal of ensuring that rural doctors and their patients can get access to high-quality care. With the legislature currently working on new health care legislation that will incorporate the Affordable Care Act as well as set up as an insurance exchange to expand service to uninsured residents, the Assembly Health Committee spent several hours working on the details this week. Assemblymember Wes Chesbrough addressed the need to ensure that rural doctors are plugged in.
That health plan structures that are able to incorporate the providers into the process so that there's a more of a give and take and a dialogue about solutions that can attract and retain and help them to be in business in rural communities is a much more responsive model than one that doesn't have that same on-the-ground connection.
The task of recruiting and retaining highly skilled physicians for rural areas remains a hurdle.
Thank you, Dan. More KINS News after this.
Celebrate Valentine's Day at the historic Benbow Inn, where Valentine's isn't celebrated just one day. From February 13th to the 17th, enjoy your choice of one or two night packages for an elegantly romantic room. The Valentine package you select includes a $100 food and beverage credit to be used as you see fit. We guarantee she'll love you for bringing her to Benbow. Call and ask about availability and prices. Make this Valentine's Day a bit more special with a romantic getaway. The historic Benbow Inn, just an hour away, but it's a world away.
The California Highway Patrol, along with six other local law enforcement agencies, will be out in force Sunday in efforts to identify and remove impaired drivers from local roads. Super Bowl Sunday leads to an increase in DUI arrests, and the Fortuna Police Department will have as many of its officers on city streets as possible. Sergeant Christopher Elbrick of Fortuna PD was blunt about the goals of the DUI patrols.
Like I said, it's Super Bowl. Obviously, people are going to be drinking, and there are statistics out there that the number of DUIs is certainly greater on Super Bowl Sunday than in comparable Sundays. So we want to do our part to make the roadways safer for everybody, get anybody off the road that does make the poor decision to drive after consuming alcohol.
The DUI patrols will occur across Humboldt County, an ongoing effort to remove impaired drivers from the local roadways. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.